Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Somebody tell me what Lil Wayne said right here. Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes you just
it's
get
young
to
money.
You get to a point as an artist where your voice just sounds so cool, you could just like you can kind of just mumble. Pearl Jam was in town last week. There's
yeah, we know
40% of the Pearl Jam songs. Eddie Vedder's just you don't even need to know. It just kind of sounds cool. Guitar sounds good. He's yelling. Everybody's happy. You're doing a good job. I heard the concert was pretty fun.
Yeah, I know. I heard, too.
Yeah, I heard it was a good time.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Yeah, I heard they did a nice job.
In that we'll be started up
Rusty now. Came in very kind of like, what's the right word? Like, cautiously. He kind of came in and was like,
"Oh yeah, Rusty.
Hey, man. Had a good time at Pearl Jam last night." And I was like, good to hear. I was like, "Hey, man, I'm happy for you. You don't have to tiptoe around. I'm happy that you had a good time at Pearl Jam." He was like, "Yeah, I thought about texting you, but then I didn't want to rub it in."
Rusty, that would have been a real bad move if you would have texted. Because then.
Here's the seat.
Because there's nobody. Thanks, Rusty. There's nobody that I've ever met in my life that's nicer than Rusty Manziel.
He's really nice.
I would have cussed Rusty's ass
really
out.
Nice
guy. I would have cussed Rusty's ass out if he would have sent you that.
He's nicer
text,
than
though.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love you. You know I do. I love
appreciate
you like
that.
A brother,
I love
man.
You too.
I love you, man.
Yeah, Rusty is really nice.
Rusty is a really nice guy.
Dang it.
Like
I gotta
you're nice. But he's like nice.
See, here's the difference. Mm-hmm. He's like he's Southern nice. Like he's got that Southern hospitality warmth about
like,
him.
Rusty don't seem
I'm
like
Pacific
he gets,
Northwest nice.
Rusty don't seem like he gets mad. Like I just seen your face.
Yeah.
You know, I just seen the Andy mad face. It looks just like the Lily mad face. So
God, I see that face a lot these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, I just seen the mad face. Yeah, but no, Rusty, yeah, but no, so but yeah, Rusty would have sent you a text and said, yeah, or oh no.
Having a great time.
With the video of him like shooting a selfie with the band in the back.
They're playing Yellow Ledbetter as their encore. I know that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rusty. Yeah. Appreciate it. I am glad that he had a good time, though. I think he took his wife. I hope they had a wonderful time.
Okay, well, you take mama. I'm sure.
Yeah, you got to have a good time.
Okay, I thought he was like, if we went with Steak or a DB or somebody, I was like, oh, but he went with mama, so.
Yeah, I took Abe. We're having a good time.
I took Abe to the Pearl Jam.
Yes, texted Abe, see if he wanted to go.
Yeah.
We'll get to the back page in 15 minutes. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And we've got the top 25 coaches in college football, according to USA Today. Now, I don't know if there was a specific college football writer that made this list. I don't know if it was all of the USA Today sports staff or whatever, but they ranked their top 25 coaches in college football. And Abe put it to us yesterday and said, it's a crazy list. I think on my recycler, my promo that plays for the show, I said, what's the term that you used, Abe? It was like certifiably insane. It was
I'm looking at Kirby number
seems
one.
Seems fine.
Ryan Day number two.
Yeah.
Dabo three.
Now I would put Dabo in front of Ryan.
I would put
Day.
Dabo in front of Ryan. I think Dabo was a hell of a football coach. And I think Clemson is going to be badass this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know Dabo has kind of been the brunt of a lot of people's jokes over the last handful of years, just with the way that he's treated some of the evolution of college football.
Yes.
I mean, doesn't it kind of look like now Dabo is just a little ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
Because now everyone's kind of like, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Dabo's like, yeah, I told you guys it was going to be crazy.
I told you it was going to be like this.
Like 5 or 6
and
years
since
ago.
Since y'all are doing that, I'm going to start dipping in there a little bit.
Well, yeah, now I'm going to do it because I want to win too. But like, it is funny how the worm kind of turned on that conversation with Dabo, where Dabo was sort of like not a laughing stock because he's whatever. He's got national championships.
Yep.
But everyone wanted to make fun of him. Meanwhile, he was in the playoff last year anyway, and now he's dipping more into the NIL stuff and transfer portal, and it looks like his team's going to be very, very good this year. So
I wouldn't be surprised they run away with the ACC.
Do they have this? They've got the same quarterback.
Yes, he's coming back.
Klubnik.
I
know he's very inconsistent, but his upside is really high.
Yeah, and then I'm looking at the list. They got Cristobal at 25. They ain't nobody got as much talent as Miami.
Yeah.
I don't trust him.
No, I don't trust him.
I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all.
It's kind of wild that Lincoln Riley is at 23. Huh. But I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. He hasn't done anything at USC. He hasn't done anything since he got out there.
But no, I don't trust him. I don't trust Mario Cristobal. He's had talent. They've had talent in Miami.
Yeah.
It's been him and his damn decision making.
Yeah, his late game decision making is very, very bad.
I don't trust this guy here.
It was bad at Oregon. It's been bad at Miami.
I'm anxious to see how Kalen DeBoer is because he got his guy.
Yes.
He got his eye, who they've been successful everywhere he's been, two guys.
His guy Grubbs. Being Ryan Grubbs.
Ryan Grubbs, yeah.
Who was the offensive coordinator with him along the whole journey. And then they had all that success at Washington, and they got hired at Alabama. And then the Seahawks were like, hey, Ryan, we'd like to make you our offensive coordinator. So he took that job.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work out.
Right.
Became available. We all knew it was going to happen. They waited like a month for some reason, just to sort of appearances or something. I don't know. And then so he hired him. Yeah, but I think Kalen DeBoer is a really interesting name in general. Like, obviously, he went to the national championship game in year two at Washington and had the resume to get hired there and had a great 2-year run there. I mean, year one at Alabama, they lost 4 games.
I got a question for you, Andy. Is he a better – because we both love this guy, and he's number 12. Is he better coach than Kyle Whittingham?
He doesn't have as good of a track record as Kyle Whittingham.
I don't think
now,
so.
He's gotten higher up, but Kyle Whittingham's done it for years at Utah. Now, he's had a couple down years, but I think Kyle Whittingham should be a top 10 coach on every single list until proven otherwise. I think Kalen DeBoer is too, but – I think there's a bigger microscope on him now.
Mm-hmm.
He's head coach at Alabama, and year one wasn't good.
It's different now.
Like everyone was yelling and screaming about their ranking and all that stuff, and then they lost at the end of the season in games that they shouldn't have lost in. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on him this year to do better. I think that he will because I think that he's a really good coach. But I don't know. Sometimes guys get into situations like that and it's not a good fit.
It's
or
bigger than you thought.
Pressure's
it was
too
be.
Much exactly. or something like that. I get James Franklin. They had him at number 5. He had a really nice year last year. I think he's a really good coach, mm-hmm. but I'd put Marcus Freeman in front of him.
I would too.
I'd put Dan Lanning in front of him. I know Dan's only had a couple years there, but Dan Lanning's doing really good things at Oregon. And I think James Franklin's a really good coach, but I wouldn't put him in the top 5.
No, I think I would probably go Marcus right there the way he is. I put Marcus in front of Steve Sarkisian.
I'll
put Marcus Freeman in front of Steve Sarkisian.
I still have a lot of questions about Sark. I think Sark's a – don't get me wrong.
No.
Like, I think he's a really good coach. But I still don't know how many games he's won where his team wasn't clearly the better team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he goes into a matchup and it's equal, he has a hard time winning that game.
What's his biggest win? The win at Alabama.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago on the road at Alabama.
Yeah, the one at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big win.
It's a big win.
It's a big win for him. Mm-hmm. Now, Jalen Monroe played like crap, but that's not his business. His defense made him play like that. But, yeah, that's his, you know, and the time that he, this year, winning the opportunity to play, hosting Georgia, lost.
Yeah, lost both of those
lost
games.
Both those games.
Damn near lost to Arizona State in the playoff, the Cam Scataboo game. And then remind me, who was it that they played in the next round? Was it Ohio State?
Yes.
And Ohio State took them to the woodshed pretty good. So there it is. You know what I mean? Like the thing that he probably – or I think he's going to have, and clearly because they're spending reportedly like $35 million on their roster this year, there's not going to be very many games where Texas plays and they're not clearly the better team.
Because because that's the thing about when people talking about, you know, Rusty just sent us a picture.
Oh, he's great.
But, all right, this is – I'm going to tell you this. because the whole thing they're talking about as far as the money that Texas is going to be able to do, and with the and the they call it the sustainability of it. And, it's not sustainable and all those different things. All they got, all they want is one.
Yeah, you get one, and then you can worry about sustainability.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all they want is one.
Exactly.
Like, I do believe that Ohio State went all in this year to get one. Now, yeah. Not saying that they're going to fall off the map or anything, but they got that one. Mm-hmm. That's what Texas want. Texas want one.
Yeah, dude, one justifies trying for 10.
Exactly.
Like, the money you spend on trying to get 10, if you get one, you can make it work.
We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, worry about
that
later.
That's why everything is like, because that's why when I was thinking about this morning, and didn't even look at the rundown because it wasn't sitting yet, but Georgia got theirs. Now, Georgia got theirs when they were able to do and stack and all those things. Yep. Georgia can't stack like they used to.
No.
All right.
No. They're probably the last team that was going to be able to do that.
We're the last team that was able to do it, but we got ours. We got two of them. These damn high-rolling, these boosters and all that, they want that one. And they're going to spend their ass off. Now, once they get that one, I promise you them funds going to go back down.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Probably.
Yes.
But then you might be able to talk to some other rich boosters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all right, this guy who's got X amount of dollars gave us this for the thing. Well, we couldn't get it from you last time because you didn't believe in us, but we won a championship. Maybe we can get it from you this time. Plus, there's going to be revenue sharing. There's just like the streams of money that are going to be coming into these programs are increasing. You know?
Right.
I understand trying to go back to the well with the rich investor over and over again, or the rich booster over and over again. If it doesn't pay off, that might dry up. But there's other streams that are flowing money into these programs right now. So I'm not worried about the money not being there.
No.
What I'm worried about with Texas and Steve Sarkisian is when they play a team, because even if they spend $35 million on a roster, okay, they were better than everybody until the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And then they played a team that was similarly talented to them, and they got smoked.
Yeah.
Texas, Georgia, similarly talented, smoked. You're going to have to be able to beat a team that's at your level at some point.
They have not done it.
They haven't done it. Sark never has. That's the thing about Sark, is I think he's a really good coach, but I don't know that he's good enough to beat Kirby. I don't know that he's good enough to beat, like, if Dabo's team is loaded. I don't know if he certainly wasn't good enough to beat Ohio State last year. That's the question I have about him, but I don't have a problem. What was wrong with the list?
What offended Abe?
What's wrong with the list?
I think there's a lot of things wrong with the list, if we're going to be honest.
We are.
I'm taking Dan Lanning. In my mind, it's who I'm taking over certain guys. Like, I'm taking Dan Lanning and Marcus Freeman certainly over James Franklin.
Yeah, I said that.
We said that.
I think Kyle Whittingham, after a one-year downspell, is probably too low.
Oh, yeah. All right. So we agree.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All that stuff.
We're just not as outraged as you were.
We had the same opinions, just slightly different reactions.
I'm not outraged. I just had to sell it as a segment.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
You got me. You got me. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.